Trooper Islington, meanwhile, had grabbed a handful of napkins off the counter and started mopping the front of my skirt.
"Stop that," I said, grabbing his wrist. "What do you think this is? Free Feel Friday?"
I just thought, if it hasn't set in yet. I asked him if his mother had any kids that lived, and he started in with, "Well, Jesus, if that's the way you feel," all huffy and offended.
"Do yourself a favor," I said, "and go right now, before you end up wearing this goddamn coffee pot for a necklace."
Out they went, more slinking than walking, and for quite a while afterward they steered wide around me, Herb shamefaced, and Justin Islington still wearing that puzzled, offended look. "I said I was sorry. What do you want, egg in your beer?"
Then, a week later, on the day the shit hit the fan, in other words, they showed up in dispatch at 2 in the afternoon, Justin first, with the bouquet, and Herb behind him. Almost hiding behind him, it looked like, in case I should decide to start hucking paperweights at them. Thing is, I'm not much good at holding a grudge. Anyone who knows me will tell you that. I do all right with them for a day or two, and then they just kind of melt through my fingers. And the pair of them look cute, like little boys who want to apologize to teacher for cutting up Dickens in the back of the room during social studies. That's another thing about men that gets you, how in almost the blink of a damned eye they can go from being loudmouthed galoots who cut each other in the bars over the least little thing, baseball scores, for the love of God, to sweeties right out of a Norman Rockwell picture. And the next thing you know, they're in your pants or trying to get there. Justin held out the bouquet. It was just stuff they'd picked in the field behind the barracks. Daisies, black-eyed Susans, things of that nature. Even a few dandelions, as I recall. But that was part of what made it so cute and disarming. If it had been hothouse roses they'd bought downtown instead of that kid's bouquet, I might have been able to stay mad a little longer. That was a good skirt, and I hate hemming the damn things anyway.